Society is trying to get the highest perfection of knowledge. They are trying also by so many methods to become happy, blissful. But they are being confused and baffled. Therefore, if we take to Krishna consciousness, these things will be easily achieved.
Would you give me a background, the history and origin of Krishna consciousness?
No history can trace out the origin of Krishna consciousness, because the living entities, they are eternal. The concept of life is not correct. Nobody dies, nobody takes birth. Everyone is eternal. This change of body is considered a change of dress. Therefore, nobody can say that this is the beginning of life. Consciousness also. And originally, the consciousness is Krishna consciousness. But due to our long material association, that consciousness is common. Therefore, we are out of Krishna consciousness. This movement is to revive that Krishna consciousness again, so that he can be raised to his original position.
Would you describe where Krishna consciousness started and why you have come to the Western world?
Krishna consciousness is there in the Bhagavad Gita. It is very popular and old literature, basic literature, known all over the world. But so far, the history of this Bhagavad Gita is concerned, there are differences of opinions, but factually, even if we take it as it is, it is at least 5,000 years old. And in the Bhagavad Gita we learn that 5,000 years ago it was spoken on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. But before that, some millions of years ago, the same Bhagavad Gita was spoken long, long ago. So, actually, the human effort cannot trace out the history of Krishna consciousness, but taking consideration of the present history, it is at least as old as 5,000 years.
Govinda told me that it started 500 years ago in Western Bengal. Could you
elucidate
on this, please?
This Bhagavad Gita is read by the human society, not only in India, but outside India, since a very long, long time. But unfortunately, as everything is deteriorated by the contact of material contamination, so people began to interpret Bhagavad Gita in different ways. to Krishna consciousness movement, under his personal guidance, in Bengal. His birthplace is known as Navadvip. Now, he ordered every Indian to spread this message of Krishna consciousness all over the world, in every village, in every town. That was his order. But unfortunately, since India was under foreign subjugation, they could not spread or they lost their own independence of culture. But everyone expected after declaration of independence by India, such things should come to the outside world. But the government did not take much care of it. So far I am concerned, I belong to Lord Chaitanya's disciple succession, and my spiritual master was just ninth generation from Lord Chaitanya. He ordered me that you try to spread this Krishna consciousness in the Western world. Therefore, in pursuance of his order, I have come here.
Where is Krishna consciousness most common in the world, and how widespread is it in India?
In India, Krishna consciousness is 10% spread. Every Indian, even if he is not Hindu, he is Krishna conscious. There is one professor in Allahabad University. He is Mohammedan by religion, but he is a great devotee of Krishna. On the birthday of Krishna, he would fast the whole day, and he would write one article to some paper. Similarly, Krishna consciousness is heart and soul of every Indian. One may not agree, or there are so many different classes of men, but Krishna is known 10% in India.
Is Krishna consciousness more easily accepted among Indians and among Far Eastern peoples than among the Western peoples?
It is the easiest method possible, because the method is so easy that we simply ask people to come and chant the name of Krishna. And it is actually experience that in this country, all my disciples, they are neither Indian nor Hindu, nor they know the Sanskrit word. Everything is unknown to them. But still they are taking so seriously. That is the proof how it is easier, that it can be spread all over the world.
I mean, just is Krishna consciousness more readily accepted by the Far Eastern peoples? That is their way of life, does their way of life make the acceptance of Krishna consciousness any more easy than here in America? For instance, Americans are constantly rushing around, and Europeans somewhat less, but they find it more difficult to be tranquil and peaceful than the Eastern peoples. For this reason, might it not be harder for Western peoples to accept Krishna consciousness? And
India, division by these foreigners, that really the so-called educated persons, they have lost their original culture. Rather, those who are not so-called educated, following the traditional rules and regulations, they are more Krishna conscious. And the educated sattva, they are thinking that this religious temperament is the cause of India's economic fallout. But actually, that is not the fact. Not only India, in other countries also, they are trying to imitate the economic situation, economic development of other countries, especially of America. But they do not find that in America, although the boys and girls, the younger generation, they're born of rich family, rich nation, they're still confused. And they are also hankering after something better. So the policy followed by India now, that is to imitate the Western way of life, is not really happy mode. This means they have lost their original culture. And so far, Western countries are concerned, I think they have sufficient arrangement for material comforts. Now, they can very easily take up this Krishna consciousness movement because they have no disturbance for material hankering. And I think it is the time for them to accept this Krishna consciousness movement to make them perfectly well.
Is there conflict with other Eastern religions? And if so, how far is this?
There is no conflict at all. The conflict is between persons who are godless, who doesn't believe in God. Conflict is there. The conflict is not between East and West. The conflict is between the atheists and the theists. Breathing Krishna consciousness, not that we are trying to replace something by Indian method to Christian method or Jewish method. That is not our policy. This is, in one sense, Krishna consciousness movement is a postgraduate study of all religions. What is the method of religion? To accept the authority of God. That is the primary principle of every religion. Maybe Christian religion or Hindu religion or Mohammedan religion, it doesn't matter. But people are becoming godless. That is the problem. They are thinking that there is no God, nature is everything. That is their foolishness. They are unhappy for this godlessness. As a result of this godlessness, the Communist Party sprang up, the hippies have sprang up, and so many other things will gradually sprang up. So, there is no check. It is the only check. Is Krishna consciousness. People are taught that he can be happy only by re-establishing his man lives in intimacy with God. So, our test of religion is how one has developed his God consciousness, the love of God. We do not accept any principle of religion as genuine if we see that his followers have no love of God, but they have got love of matter. We testify the, bona fides of a religious principle. Of course, in the religious principle, there is the teaching to become God consciousness, accept the authority of God. But because they are not properly taught, the followers are becoming conscious. Not only here in India, that is the position everywhere. So, our proposition is to make people God conscious. It doesn't matter what he is, either he is Hindu or Christian or Mohammedan, it doesn't matter. And this Krishna consciousness procedure is to raise or to develop love of Godhead. And as soon as he develops love of Godhead, then he becomes happy individually and collectively. Because there is love. He wants to love somebody else. But he is placing his love wrongly. He is placing his love. Even one has nobody to love. He is loving cats and dogs. So love is there. But he does not know when to place his love and be happy. This is the information. Krishna.
Then love is the most important element of Krishna consciousness. How do you feel about Christians, Buddhists, Muslims, Hindus, then? Are there other beliefs of realm of no importance to you just so long as they believe in one God and in love?
As far as Hindu religion is concerned, it is a very broad thinking. And the Hindu religion, a basic religion, is divided into two kinds of philosophers. One kind of philosopher is the impersonalist. They take the absolute truth as impersonal, or pervading impersonal. Another philosopher, they take that the supreme absolute truth is personal. The impersonal feature is one of the features of that person, but ultimately he is personal. So, without person, there cannot be any question of love. Therefore, the section who believes in person, not believing, they know actually what he is. And there is method how to love that person. The example is given, just like the sun and the sun sign and the predominating deity in the sun glow. Similarly, one who comes to the light, he first of all sees the sun sign. That is impersonal. Then, if he goes farther, if he is able to go to the sun planet, that is localized. And if he can enter into the sun planet and see the predominating deity there, then he is a person. So, this is a vast science. People are too much engrossed in material activities. They do not try to understand actually what is the position of absolute truth, what is the position of the soul. Practically, in the present day, they are more or less animalistic. The animal does not know anything beyond eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. Similarly, the modern civilization is too much busy on increasing the method of eating and increasing the process of comfortable life, sleeping, and increasing the method of sexual life, or increasing the method of sex. So, these things are found even in the animals. They also eat, they also sleep, they also have sex life, and they also decline in their own way. So, human life is not limited within these four worlds. He has to understand what he is, what is this world, what is this creation, what is God, how it is going on. But they are neglecting that way. The Krishna consciousness will give information to this department of knowledge.
What are your major beliefs besides of understanding of Krishna, understanding of oneself, which you would like to impart to me?
Is the basic principle of Krishna consciousness. Love is the basic principle of all our activities. So, love is there, dormant. But that love is not being properly utilized. The Krishna consciousness is the movement to revive that original love and the original person with whom that loving transaction can be executed.
So what are other major beliefs besides love to which you ascribe?
Other beliefs, they are also based on the principle of love. That is really not belief, that is misbelief. Because any religious principle, just like Buddhism, actually they do not believe in God, but they have love for Lord Buddha. So love is there. They may declare that we don't believe in God, but they love Lord Buddha. And according to our Vedic scripture, Lord Buddha is also incarnation of God. So, we interpret in this way that Lord Buddha preached among the atheists by teaching them. Well, how is it? They did not believe in God. And Lord Buddha said, oh, yes, there is no God. But you love me. And so they are loving Lord Buddha. So similarly, there are many persons that do not believe in family life, do not believe in so many things, but love is there. He's sleeping with a cat, with a dog. So in those circumstances, can have had love. But they are suffering because the love is misplaced and missing.
As far as rites which you practice and demands upon you, which Krishna makes, what are any of these rites or demands? That is, must you eat special foods, wear special clothing, special, anything special which you put upon your face? Symbols, and also, is there any connection of Krishna consciousness to the meditation of yoga or of Zen, and what of physical fitness? How does Krishna consciousness look at this?
One process is to accept everything which conduces to develop personal love. So those methods are given by experience of that. Maybe in this form, that back when a child tries to walk, the mother gives some direction or some help in a wooden plank that you try to move in this way, he learns how to walk. Similarly, there are certain principles given by experience on ourselves. If we follow those principles, then we can walk or we can go to the perfection of Krishna consciousness movement. It is not the method that is important. What is important is how to develop your love of Krishna. If somebody develops love of Krishna without those methods, there is no affection. We are not limited by the methods. Or ritualistic methods. But there are certain ritualistic methods which if one follows, then he can quickly learn the art of Krishna consciousness. Just like we restrict our students in four principles, illicit sex life, and intoxication, gambling and meat eating. So it is not that a gambler or a meat eater or a man addicted to illicit sex life, he cannot love Krishna. It is not that. But that is very rare case. If he follows this principle, then it will be easier for him. Because Krishna God is pure. So long one is impure in his habits, it is not possible for him. So these are the purificatory processes. And so far, our sickness or some mass of the body, just like we take care of. We have got some beads. This means just like it is practical. When I was in Montreal and other cities, when we pass through the road, the children, the person, they also say, Hare Krishna. So, these masks and these symbolic representations remind others to Krishna consciousness. It's like a policeman, as soon as he appears in his dress, here is a policeman. So similarly, this is also required to remind others. Our process is to raise person to Krishna consciousness. So if by our symbolic representation, one immediately remembers Krishna, well, that is our purpose.
And what
a
special food,
special foods, special drink. Special food means Krishna prasad. Because we have dedicated our life to Krishna, we eat such things which Krishna eats. The impersonalists, they have no idea of Krishna, they have no idea of God, and how they can conceive that their God eats also. So, we are no such rascal. We know that what God eats, and if you offer such thing to God or Krishna, honey take after his eating. That is our special food.
Could you tell me the names of these special foods? How do you know what Krishna eats and drinks, please?
I have told you that Bhagavad Gita is the book of Krishna consciousness. Just like any department of knowledge, there are some books to know, that departmental knowledge or science, similarly to know upon that man. There are many books, and especially Bhagavad Gita. It is Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, that anyone who gives me a fruits, vegetables, grains, milk, with great devotion and love, I eat. Therefore, you offer these things to Krishna in divine preparation. And I know you eat. And that's all.
What types of food, what types of things do you drink? Juices or anything else do you drink?
Vegetables are just within this jurisdiction of fruits, flowers, vegetables, grains, and meat. But we can prepare thousands of preparations. Very nice palatable preparations. And I invite you to our temple where love peace is distributed. And every Sunday you'll see how they are nicely prepared. But we are prepared only if we get some grains and some butter and some fruits and some vegetables. We can prepare hundreds of preparations. Hundreds. Very, very palatable. You forget all other eating.
What are your teachers called? Those who teach the members of the community of Krishna consciousness? Are they also gurus or anything similar to the gurus of the Hindu faith?
The original guru is Krishna. Just like he taught first the Krishna consciousness principle to Arjuna. And how Arjuna understood, that is also there. So anyone who follows the principle, just like my great grandfather told something, this is watch. Then my grandfather told, this is watch. Then my father told, this is watch. So I am also telling, this is watch. So there is no difference of opinion between the old great grandfather and me, because we are following the same principle. Similarly, whatever is spoken by Krishna 5,000 years or 40 million of years, it doesn't matter. If you are simply following the same principle, then you are spiritual master.
Then your teachers are called spiritual masters. You are the spiritual preceptor, Your Holiness. And do you use the word guru?
Well, a guru or spiritual master comes down from the society succession. It is not that somebody all of a sudden becomes guru and manufactures his own philosophy. We don't accept such nonsense. We must accept somebody who is actually bona fide, coming in disciplic succession, not others.
What is your opinion of yoga and Zen? Do you incorporate any of their principles, such as meditation, for example?
Any principles of religion current in the world, they are all included in Krishna consciousness. Any principle. Just like if you have got $2 million some dollars, $10, $50, $500, $5,000, or coin infusing, everything is included there. Similarly, Krishna consciousness is perfect. Just like in New York, there is a building, Empire State Building. It is under two stories. So, one who has gone up to the top of the story, under two, it is to be understood that he has passed over the 50th story, or 40th story, or 10th story, or all the stories. So, one who has become Krishna conscious, he knows everything. The meditation, the yoga, this bad thing, that bad piece, everything is there. Let me then give proof. It is bad thing. Sorry. We have to simply become Krishna conscious, then everything is included.
What is your hierarchy in Krishna conscious? That is, do you have anything comparable to the bishops and the hierarchy of the Christian faith and of other major faiths? That is, you are the spiritual preceptor, and who are all those below you, and between you and the congregation, the members?
It's not exactly the hierarchy, but in the Christian method, Roman Catholic method, the process of the Pope, Archbishop, and that is very nice. There is no objection, but our point is that Krishna consciousness is lacking. In spite of our arrangement, if people lost faith in God, simply by hierarchy, what is the benefit? There is no benefit. Bhaktaram me lobhukriya, in the Sanskrit word, that you can match a very high grade arrangement, but the result is you. So, that hierarchical arrangement is exactly not in Krishna consciousness. But our method is very simple. If one is fortunate enough to meet a bona fide spiritual master, and if he acts strictly under his discipline, he also becomes, within a very short time, another spiritual master.
How does one feel called toward Krishna conscious? That is, does he begin by having faith, or does, what demands are made upon him? How does he come into the frame of mind where he can accept Krishna consciousness?
Of course, faith is the basic principle of everything. If you have no faith, then you cannot make progress in any line of action. So, in Krishna consciousness is also faith is the basic principle. Just as I have come here, I started my classes in New York, so I was alone chanting Hare Krishna. When somebody came, naturally I'll come in business and somebody comes. Somebody came and, what is Indian Swami is doing? Let me see. So he sat down. Another came, he sat down. Then some of them took it, Swamiji speaks very nice. Let me come again. He comes. Then he gets some faith, Krishna consciousness is very nice. The next point is that he wants intimate relationship with the Swami or me. Swamiji, I have heard you so many days. I think it is very nice. So I want to be your student. The faith is the basic principle. The next day is that he wants to become a student. And as soon as he wants to become a student, the next day is that I accept him, a disciple. If I think that he is suitable. Then as soon as he becomes a disciple, he follows my regulative principles, injunctions, then gradually he becomes free from all misgivings. And naturally he gives up that illicit sex life or gambling or meat eating and so many other things. In that way he becomes fixed up. Then he develops a test. He cannot give up his life. Test. Then, at attraction.
Attachment.
He wants to do everything for the society. In this way, he develops love of Krishna. And in the final stage, he loves only Krishna and nobody else. And because Krishna includes everyone, that means he loves everyone.
Describe your temple to me.
At the present moment, we have got 14 temples. New York, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Santa Fe, Buffalo, Boston, yes, Montreal, Seattle, New Vrindavan. We have purchased about 130 acres of land and developing there. New Vrindavan. We have got now complete London, in Germany, Berlin. We are making negotiations with Florida, France. And we have sent one of our representatives in Hawaii. So we have got so many temples. Gradually it is increasing. And by the time, especially younger generation, my amongst my disciples, the oldest disciple is 35 years old. Otherwise, they are between 20 to 25.
How do you account for most of your disciples being so young, that is, of right after university age? And what have your inroads been here in Seattle during the months that you have been here?
I have come here for the last 10 days only. And at least two or three is already converted. Seattle. Yes. I want to see the youngsters in your country to be happy. Everyone wants that. But not only in your country, I want to see everywhere. Because there is the duty of every human being to keep information of highest happiness. That is the duty of every human being. Animals' propensity to exploit others. And human propensity should be to do good to others. That is the difference between animal propensity and human propensity. So here is a nice thing. Krishna consciousness. Why should it not dispute? Especially in your country where there is great need for it. They are not after economic development, they are seeing much of economic development. Now, it's time for them to take to this Krishna consciousness and they'll be happy. That is my mission.
Will you tell me something of your own background, that is, where you were educated, how you became a disciple of Krishna?
I was born and educated in Calcutta. Calcutta is my home place. So I was born in 1896, and I was my father's pet child, so my education began a little late, and still I was educated in higher secondary, higher school for 8 years, and in college. Primary school, 4 years, higher secondary school, 8 years, in college, 4 years. Then I joined Gandhi's movement, national movement. By very good chance, I met my Guru Maharaj, my spiritual master, in 1932. And since then, I was attracted in this life. And gradually, I gave up my household life. I was married in 1918, when I was still a third-year student. still there. I was doing business. Then I retired from my family life in 1954. For 4 years I was alone without any family. Then I took regularly renounced order of life in 1959. Then I devoted myself in writing books. My first publication came out in 1962. And when there were 3 books, but then I started for your country in 1965. And I reached here in September 1965. Since then, I'm trying to preach this Krishna consciousness in America, Canada, and Europe, and countries, and gradually the centers are developing. The disciples are also increasing. And let me see what is going to happen.
How did you become a disciple yourself? What were you, or what did you follow before you became a disciple?
Same principle. As I told you, faith. One of my friends, he dragged me forcibly to my spiritual master. And when I talked with my spiritual master, I was induced. But since then, it's seedling began.
Could you discuss your dancing with me, please? Explain something of it. I first saw it Tuesday evening, and I would like to know more about it.
I don't see dancing as an art. It is automatic. We dance, we cry, we chant, we laugh, not by artificially learning it. But Krishna consciousness is so nice. As you begin to chant, naturally you feel by dancing. So it is not taught artificially. It comes simultaneously with the development of Krishna consciousness.
What are these? What is the hand attire which you are wearing? What is the meaning of this?
I'm chanting Hare Krishna whenever there is opportunity. And there are beads. So I'm chanting on beads. There are 108 beads. And each bead we chant 16 names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So my disciples, they chant at least 16 rounds. Actually, $2.99. And of course, this teachings of Lord Chaitanya is earthbound. It is 5.95. So they will be greatly profited. Oh yes.
What do you offer to Krishna? That is, do you offer money in the sense of an offering in a Christian church, or do you burn anything, for example, incense, or could you explain that?
Yes, the flowers, incense, and fruits, the same thing I've already explained, that whatever is described in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that anyone offering me these things, these devotion, he will follow the same principles. It is very nice thing if the students follow, they can follow it individually. Even in his own apartment, he can keep a picture of Krishna and offer a lamp and a candle and one. He feels tremendously spiritually at once, and if he reads this book, his life will change completely. That's a fact.
And two boys, Krishna and one German boy, explained that very short. So, because we do not expect to sell English books in Germany very much, but maybe something